Mishnah Vav, the Torah writes that one is able to make a vow, known as a neder, against any benefit from somebody else, or from particular objects, and once one makes such a neder, it now becomes totally forbidden for him. It's sort of like an extra mitzvah upon him not to have any benefit from that other person, or from those objects. As well as that, one is also able to make a vow that somebody else is not allowed to benefit from your property, or from you. And in such a case, that other person will now have a additional prohibition upon himself not to derive any benefit from you. Now, these nedarim can take on various forms. One doesn't have to prohibit all benefit. He could say, I'm making a neder against having any benefit to do with food, or which can lead to the benefit of food from a particular person. But if you think about it, most forms of benefit can ultimately lead to the benefit of food. For example, if he gives you money, you can now take that money and buy food with that money. And so the Mishnah says that essentially, Ein bein amudor hanomi chaveiro lamudor menu ma'achol. There's no difference between somebody who is forbidden under a neder from benefiting at all from his friend, to somebody who is forbidden under a neder to gain any food benefit from his friend. Because most benefits ultimately can be turned into the benefit of food. Elo, except for derisas haregel, treading with his feet, meaning going into his land, into his house perhaps, going through his property. One who is forbidden to have any benefit, of course, cannot do that. But one who is only forbidden to have food benefit, just being there in his property has nothing to do with food. And it's not as if he now has more ability to obtain food just from standing there, and therefore it will be permitted for him. And as well as that, v'chelim shen oisma nechol nefesh, utensils which are not used for food preparation, one who is only forbidden to gain from food benefit can borrow such items. Now the Gemara explains that if the general practice would be to rent out such items, let's say it's a very expensive tool, so you don't just lend it out, but in general one would charge money for it. So in that case, it will be forbidden for this person to even borrow it, because the owner of the item is allowing him to save money. And with that money, which he would have needed to spend to get that tool from somebody else, because this person is giving it to him for free to use, so he saves money. And with that money which he saved, he can now buy more food, and therefore it will be forbidden even for him, who cannot have any only food benefit. Alright, the second half of the Mishnah discusses a similar sort of idea, also a neder, but this is a different type of neder. This refers to nidre hekdesh, where one vows to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, or to offer a korban. And there are two ways in which one could do this. Either he could say that I make a neder, I'm making a vow, and I'm accepting upon myself to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. That's known as a neder in our Mishnah. And there is another particular form of a neder, which in our Mishnah is known as a nedova, and this refers to somebody who says he makes a vow that he is going to bring this particular korban to the Beis HaMikdash for it to be offered up. So the Mishnah says, Ein bein nedarim lenedovos, there's no difference to these two forms of vows. In either case, one needs to, of course, bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's forbidden to delay bringing it. That is a prohibition in the Torah. Elo, except, shanedarim chayv b'achoyuson. For nedarim, where he did not specify a particular animal, so he is obligated, whatever happens, to replace whatever animal he was planning on bringing. Since he did not designate a particular animal, even if he had in mind a particular animal to bring, since in his vow he only accepted to bring a animal, so if the animal he planned on bringing, he can't bring, so he has to bring a different animal. He accepted to bring a korban. However, when it comes to a nedava, where he only vowed to bring this particular animal, in Chayv b'achoyuson, he is not obligated to replace it. If, let's say, the animal dies, there is no obligation upon him at all to bring a different animal, because his entire vow is only focused on this particular animal. If he can't bring that one, then he can't fulfill his vow, but it won't even help to bring a different animal instead.